Lexi White is an accomplished performer on any stage, whether she is acting as Anne Frank at the Thomaston Opera House, or on screen with Molly Ringwald in Wishin' and Hopin', or with Ed Asner in Saving Christmas, or whether she's performing vocally, as she did in front of the New York Mets home crowd at Citi Field in 2017. White is currently a contestant in PBS's program Celebration of Music, which is a talent series showcasing young musical talent across the United States, hosted by teenage musical superstar Ethan Bortnick. Voting on this program is done online and can be found on celebrationofmusic.com/Lexi-White. We will be talking about that Celebration of Music, about performing at Citi Field, and so much more here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, Lexi White.
Hi.
It's so great for you to be here. I enjoyed our prior conversation, and as listeners may recall from our last year's discussion, I was able to see your performance as Anne Frank at the Thomaston Opera House. It was a stellar performance, really, really incredible. I was really impressed with your work.
Thank you. Being Anne Frank was an amazing experience. This is a role of a lifetime, and I am so honored that I got to portray her.
And through that conversation, the last year, the last time, I was able to become a fan of your musical talent, because you were able to share with me some of the music that you had performed, that you'd worked on. You have a YouTube channel as well for your music, and so we were able to learn even more about that. So you have so many facets to your performing career, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Especially because, and I don't want to bury the lead here, but you are a young performer. You are, when I interviewed you last, you were 13, now you are 14 years old.
Yep.
So this is a really exciting time for you to be able to do so many different performing opportunities.
Yeah, at such a young age too. Like, I never would have imagined that I would have sang for the Mets at 13 years old or portrayed Anne Frank at 12. Like, that's a role that is usually portrayed by 17-year-olds and older than that. And I'm just so honored that I was chosen to do all these opportunities and amazing experiences.
And I definitely want to ask about performing at Citi Field as a baseball fan, but I first want to kind of talk about this really exciting television program that you are part of, you are a contestant on, because that's such a rare opportunity. And there were so many people, from what I understand, there were so many people who were nominated, and from that nomination, you were a leading contender. Is that correct?
Yes, there was over 1,000 people that auditioned for this program, and they narrowed it down to 23. And I'm one of the 23, and it's just going to be such an amazing experience. Like, I'm already having so much fun. Haven't even, like, been to the Bushnell, because we're performing at the Bushnell on the 27th of April, so this month. And if I win, I perform there with Ethan Bortnick's band, and I get to fly out to LA soon and go on a national television show and sing on that.
What is it like to be a contestant on that type of program? Is it something that is nerve-wracking? Is it something that is exciting? What is the emotion like?
I don't really get nervous for anything. Like, the only thing I get nervous for is reading in front of my classmates. But I don't get nervous singing in front of the Mets. Like, I wasn't nervous at all. I was so anxious. I was so excited. Like, not like I just wanted to get it over with, but I didn't have any nerves, so I didn't mind the wait. And I wasn't, like, so eerie that I wanted to get over with. I was so nervous. I didn't want to do it. Like, I was very excited, and I had the time of my life doing that.
You're able to enjoy the moment just as much as all the audience is enjoying the performance.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
So with Celebration of Music, this is a new program on PBS.
Correct.
So it's kind of like a talent competition. There are many competitions, you know, on on television programs, but this is specific for young talent. Is there like an age range for young talent that you're aware of?
Well, I know that there's one person in the competition that's like 25 years old, because I think it goes up to 25.
Okay.
But this competition isn't just singing. It's like, obviously singing, but music-wise. So there's people playing the drums, people playing the guitar, the piano, any instrument you could think of. There's most likely someone doing that
who's able
on
to
the
do
show.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. And so when people vote, they're able to, as I said, go online. Do they watch the program first and then they vote, or they can vote at any time?
Well, I don't think the program is online. I think the program is just on TV, which is on CPTV's channel.
Mm-hmm.
And that airs every once in a while. I don't know the next time it'll air, but if I find out, I will definitely let you know.
Sure.
And, yeah.
But in terms of voting, people can vote at any time.
Yeah, until the 27th.
Up until the 27th of April. So between now and April 27th, the people want to vote, and they listen to your music, they enjoy your music, they want to vote for you. They're able to go online to that celebrationofmusic.com and then vote for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. So,
thank you.
So there's opportunities from this if you move forward in this particular competition.
100%. There's going to be so many different people watching. There's going to be music producers, record labels, producers, directors, anything you could possibly imagine as an opportunity for performing, singing, acting, anything you could imagine, there will be some kind of doorway to getting into that kind of event. Wow. And I really believe that I already won. Like, just being accepted is such an amazing opportunity, and I'm so thankful that I actually got accepted, and I already have so many doors that opened for me, and I'm just so excited to see if there's going to be any more.
That's exciting. And so, in the Bushnell, have you ever acted on the Bushnell stage or a scene before, or is this going to be a unique
opportunity? This is going to be my first time. I wanted to go see a couple plays and musicals there, but for some reason I never could because I'm never home. But yeah, I've always wanted to go to the Bushnell, and I'm very excited that now I'll be standing on the stage, so I'm very excited for that.
That's exciting. Have the contestants met Ethan Bortnick, or will he be on a particular show that you'll be able to meet him at that time?
So on the night of the 27th, he will be there with his band, and they will be performing all night. But because they're performing, that's going to be what leads up to us voting. So them performing, that will be on CPTV's channel, I believe. And then people will still send in their votes, because the reason they're performing is to fund, like, our voting in a way. So it's like sponsoring it, even though CPTV and PBS is sponsoring this whole show. And once they vote and everything, when people vote, if they were to buy a ticket for the Bushnell that night, one normal vote will then count as 10. So I know my family, we bought like 10 tickets. And
well, you sure? Yeah, absolutely.
So that's 100 votes right there.
Wow. Okay. So it's not only online, but also when people go to that particular show,
yes,
they can buy a ticket to the show. They can see this incredible concert already, and then they're able to do some voting when they're there. And it's,
yeah,
it becomes a very special thing, because it's a live event, and they give extra credit, if you will, for,
yeah,
those votes, because you're there at the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting. Well, guess what? We're already at our first break. I'm going to make sure that we do. On the breaks, we're going to play portions of Hurricane, because
All right.
That's a fantastic song.
Thank you.
I was able to play a portion of it when we interviewed you last. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure that we play that during the breaks. And guess what? So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to step back, and then I'm going to ask you a little bit more about performing at Citi Field and some of the other places that you perform. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Lexi White here on Nutmeg Chatter.
Leaves crash, no chance, looking like the end ain't far. Tell me how I live, I wish you'd circle back to my arms. Yeah.
Next week on Nutmeg Chatter, host J. Timothy Quirk interviews Lana Peck, who is performing in Young Frankenstein at New Milford's Theater Works. If you have a comment or a suggestion about this program that you wish to share, you are welcome to reach us at nutmegchatter@gmail.com. Nutmeg Chatter can also be found on Facebook and Nutmeg Chatter's website, which is www.nutmegchatter.com. Feedback is always appreciated. Thank you for listening.
Sing a song to me, promise you I'm listening. Hanging on to the words you speak, save me from the raging sea. Sing a song to me, promise you I'm listening. Hanging on to the words you speak, save me from the raging sea.
Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Lexi White. Lexi White is an accomplished young performer. She's 14 years old. She has already performed in front of the massive New York Mets crowd at Citi Field. She is now currently a contestant on PBS's Celebration of Music. And voting for that Celebration of Music will continue until April 27th, where there is an extraordinary live performance, live show at the Bushnell. Now, let's talk about Citi Field. Do you know the size of the crowd itself?
There was about 43,000 people there that day. And I remember I was walking into the stadium, and there was a huge line of fans and ticket holders ready to walk in the door. And I walked right past all of them, and they all kind of, not really gave me a bad look, but a look as to, why are you cutting me? And then we talked to the lady, and we told, like, the lady that was, like, running, like, the ticket holders and sending them to the stadium. Yeah. And we told her how I was singing God Bless America, and everyone got all excited. She called all the other workers over, and then they brought me in, and then they brought me to my dressing room, like, the green room, and it was right next to the mascot. And so I got a nice picture with him. It was interesting. It was fun. And then after that, we did sound check, which was great. I love that. I don't know why, I just enjoy that one so much. And so I sang that, and I had, like, the earpieces in. So because I know in the stadium it'll echo a lot,
right,
with the loudspeakers.
Right.
So I had the headphones in so I could hear my own voice, but not the echo, just my voice.
That's interesting. Okay, that makes sense.
Because it helped a lot. But then while I was singing it, like, live, like, when I actually did it for the game, it fell out. So I didn't panic. But I tried my hardest to get it back in without messing up my song.
Yeah.
So I tried putting it back in. It worked. I was like, thank God. So it stayed in my ear for the rest of the song. That happened about halfway through. And I didn't miss a beat. So I was very impressed with myself because I did not expect myself to hold that together that well.
And is that perhaps the largest crowd that you've ever performed in front of?
100%. The largest crowd live, at least, because I've done a couple films and movies, and I did this commercial last year that every single time I walk into people that I've met, like, briefly, they always mention that, and I'm just like, oh, okay, because, like, I didn't know that so many people would see that commercial, but they did. It was for Tyler Heating and Air Conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you go buy their heating company stuff because it works, but yeah.
Well, so you've been on television in for that reason, but then you've also been on television already because of the Celebration of Music.
Yes.
Right. So I understand that within this program, there's, like, an interview section of it, and then they show some of your music, some of you mm-hmm. performing your music. Who interviewed you, and what was that like?
So everyone that got accepted into this, so all 23 contestants, they all got a question sheet. So a member of their family or someone there that was recording the audition tape, mm-hmm. they had to ask the questions, and we had to answer them. So my mom did it for me. So she was reading the questions, and I was answering them. And I was trying to stay so serious because she kept making me laugh, but she didn't even do it intentionally. Like, she's just such a perky person, and that's where I get it from. But she just makes me smile all the time. So thank you, Mom, for being there for me all the time. But anyways, so she asked me all the questions. I answered all of them. There was about, like, 20 of them, I think. And then they formed – they only took about half of them. So they took about 10, and they formed it into a clip, and they chopped it down and stuff like that. So it didn't really have her voice, I don't think, but it had a good interview. It had a good section. And then right after that, they played my actual audition tape was, and that was of me singing a song by Adele, which is called All I Ask. So I sang that, and personally, she's just my favorite artist and songwriter, singer ever. Like, she is just so inspiring. And I normally do songs by Adele because I feel like that's the best song choice for me. Like, any mm-hmm. song by her, it just fits my voice very well. And
she's got a very powerful voice. I mean, she's a very strong voice.
She is amazing. I love her so much.
So that's that just demonstrates your ability to be able to carry that, because Adele has such that powerhouse kind of voice.
Yeah.
You know, where there could be no accompanying
at all, and it carries
the song.
Yep.
And so that's pretty exciting. So, and just getting back to the interview, that where your mom interviewed you, that's actually a really good thing to be able to have that that comfort, and to be able to have your personality shine through. Having that comfort level, kudos to your mom as well for the interviewing. And so parts of that have already been shown.
Yes, have been aired. That whole program has been aired about 3 times so far, mm-hmm. and they're definitely going to be aired more, I believe, but I just don't know the days yet.
And for the show, they've only shown that song, the one mm-hmm. song,
yeah.
a number of different times,
but
as opposed to 3 songs. Or,
yeah.
Okay.
But originally when I auditioned, you had to audition to audition. So you had to send in different videos and different pictures and, like, your resume and say what you've done previously. So I sent them the Mets video, and I sent them, because I originally wrote a song, which was called Hurricane, that I wrote with Robbie Rosen from season 10 American Idol. And I did that about a year and a half ago. This summer it'll be 2 years ago, and that was very fun. I love writing music. And my dad said to me, because I said to him one day, I said, Dad, I really want to take piano lessons and keyboard lessons. So I redid my whole room I made a specific spot for a keyboard if I were to get one. So I redid my whole room. It took me like 2 hours. And now I have this really nice spot, but I don't have a keyboard yet. But my dad said, if you promise to continue writing songs and making music, I will buy you that keyboard and pay for your lessons. And I was like, deal, done. I'm down
for
that.
Wow, that's... So, kudos to Dad for that, huh? Well, fantastic. What, you know what? We're already at our second break. So we're going to do that. We're going to listen to some of Hurricane by Lexi White, and it was written by Lexi White and
Robbie Rosen.
Robbie Rosen.
Season 10 American Idol.
Fantastic. We're going to listen to Hurricane, and then we'll be back in just a few moments here on the Meg Chatter.
Separate souls in harmony. I feel your air when you breathe. I tell you my secrets, release my demons to only you. You set this imprisoned heart free. But the storm rolls in and you disappear. So what am I to do with these bitter tears? Waves crash, no chance, looking like the end ain't far. Tell me how I live, I wish you'd circle back to my arms.
Coming in May, Nutmeg's Chatter's guest will include Leslie Elias, founder of the Grumbling Griffins Children's Theater, and recent recipient of the 2018 Connecticut Arts Hero Award. Also, we invite Olivia Montoya, the head organizer of the Litchfield County Zine Fest. Join us.
But the storm rolls in and you disappear. So what am I to do with these bitter tears?
Welcome back to Mike Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Lexi White. Lexi White is an accomplished young performer, young singer. She is currently a contestant in PBS's program Celebration of Music, which is a talent series showcasing young musical talent throughout the country. And each state has its own competition. Connecticut has theirs. And Lexi White is a contestant in the Connecticut version of that. On April 27th, there will be a live performance at the Bushnell where people can vote when they are, if they are in the audience, and those votes count for 10. Each vote counts for 10. But prior to that, people can be voting online with an email address at thecelebrationofmusic.com/Lexi-White. So Lexi, let's just talk a little bit about a little bit more about the musical aspect of it. And what were some of the things growing up that made you want to be a singer? Was there any particular moment in time or any song that you heard that inspired you and started you down this career?
I don't really remember listening to a specific song and thinking I definitely want to sing, but I know that I've always loved music and I've always loved listening to songs and being around instruments, and I just really always, like, music always had a special place in my heart, and even from a young age, I was always singing. Like, I wasn't very good at 5 years old, but I did play Chip in Beauty and the Beast, so I was very proud of that.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been what forced me, or not forced me, but made me
inspired
want to pursue singing and performing, because I remember I came home and I sang the last song, which was Beauty and the Beast, and my mom recorded me, and she always said that that was so cute and so adorable, and she always said that I would be an amazing singer and actress. And I was kind of born into the business acting wise, not really singing wise. No,
your family,
has a very
theatrical background.
Yes,
and
very.
Theater is an important aspect of the familial life.
Not necessarily theater, but mostly like TV and film, because both of my parents worked on Law and Order, and that's how they met. And my older brother was a model when they lived in New York. And when my mom got pregnant with me, they came back to Connecticut and they had me here. And we always traveled back to New York to do different projects and stuff like that. My brother did a lot of modeling when he was younger. He was like the Beachnut Baby, Babies R Us. He was like on the cover of like almost every magazine that he did. He was amazing with that. And so he had an agent, and then they signed me too. So then I wanted to pursue it, but then I stopped for a little bit. I just felt like I needed to take a break. And so I focused on sports a little bit, but then I got into it right as I hit fifth grade. So going into this, in the summer, going into fifth grade, was when I did my first lead role in a movie, which was playing Geraldine in Lifetime's movie called Wishin' and Hopin', which had Meatloaf, Sherry O'Terry, and Molly Ringwald in it. And that was an amazing experience.
Great cast. That's so much fun. That sounds like
amazing.
So much fun.
It was amazing. Molly Ringwald played my teacher, and we were living in a hotel with her for about 3 months or so. Or not 3 months, a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so much fun. She was so supportive. She was so nice. Because sometimes really big stars might not have the best attitude or might be so focused on something that they're doing that they won't want to talk to really anyone around them. They just would want to focus on their career and what they're focusing on, which is like studying a script or like rehearsing a song. But she was very supportive, and we would always talk, and she would be so kind to everyone. And I think that's a really great thing to have, is to have an amazing experience with amazing talented people that aren't just talented. They're great people inside and out. Like, they are just, they have the best personality, the biggest heart. And I think that's what makes the experience worthwhile.
Absolutely. That sounds like an incredible opportunity to be able to do that. And then from there, you've also performed, as I mentioned, with Ed Asner, and that was another opportunity to act with him. I know that there was there were other opportunities as well, acting on screen. Do you like working on screen? Do you like working on stage? Or right now, currently, you're focusing on the vocal aspect and singing.
I think each category has its perks, and I really enjoy singing on stage and everything, because when I sing, I get to look at all the people's reactions, and I see them smile, or if I'm singing a sad song, I'll see them tear up, and I think that what I'm doing, it affects people so much, especially if they care a lot about me, or even if they don't even know me, and I see a good reaction from them. I think that makes me want to do it even more. But if I'm performing on stage, like acting, like when I did Anne Frank, that was very empowering.
Very powerful. Very
and that
powerful,
made
yeah.
everyone in the audience tear up. And that's what made me so persistent to pursue acting. And because that was my first straight play. I never did a play before. I always did musicals. And mm-hmm. even doing musicals, I never really had like the main lead. Like when I did The Lion King, I wasn't like Simba or Nala. I was Zazu. So it was still a really good part, but it wasn't like the main lead. So, for my first major lead role ever, it was Anne Frank.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
I was very impressed with myself, because I never would have expected that. Like, I had a lot of confidence in myself, but I never really thought that I could pull that off so well that it would make people in the audience cry and people would remember me a year later. Because I went to go see a few shows at the Thomas and Opera House since Anne Frank.
Sure.
I would go usher there. And people would always walk up to me and they would remember me because my face from Anne Frank was on the playbill, like that Thomas and Opera House sponsors that they have for every season. So my face is on there. So when people walk in, they get to see me. But I never would have expected that doing that play would have such a big impact on people's lives. Yeah. And I think that it's amazing that it has such a big effect on them.
Well, Lexi, if people want to find out more information, I would say first, one way is to find that biography, which is on that celebrationofmusic.com / Lexi White.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can find that biography where it kind of shares a little bit about what you've been doing, many different things, you know, in your career. And then there's also the YouTube site as
well. My YouTube channel is Lexi White. So you could just type that in to the search bar on YouTube, and a lot of my videos will come up. Like, I know I have about 4 or 5 videos up right now. So there's 2 videos of me singing songs, and then 1 video is of my music video, and another one is of my reel from the movie that I did with Molly Ringwald, which is called Wishing and Hopin', and that movie was on Lifetime. You could also buy it on iTunes for about $3.99 if you feel like purchasing that. And, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Well, Lexi White, I want to thank you for coming on in and talking to us today on Nutmeg Chatter. You know, it's an exciting opportunity to be part of that celebration of music. So I'm really excited for you and looking forward to seeing what occurs on April 27th, which is that voting day at the Bushnell. So thank you very much for coming on in, talking to us today on Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Some of the music has been provided by Lexi White, Hurricane, which was performed by Lexi White and written by Lexi White and
Robbie Rosen.
Robbie Rosen. Thank you for listening to Nutmeg Chatter. We hope you enjoyed the chat.